For several chapters, St. Luke has been focusing on those usually out of the limelight, out in the cold, the little, the last, the least, the lost, even the dead. He keeps that up in this morning's reading, where there is exhortation aplenty, but also plenty to learn with gospel to undergird it all. Scandals will come, troubles abound, that could well threaten any and all, especially the little ones. That Christ has a heart for the least is seen in his millstone warning. Ironically, if we're allowed to sort of stretch the text a little bit and look from a different angle, it would be Christ himself who is the least, who is both the least in the eyes of many and a scandal in their eyes. And yet he himself endures a scandal, the cross, so that those other little and least will survive. And woe to those who put him on the tree. That would include you and me. But thank God that Christ, our brother, also forgives. The patience called for, that 70 times 7 worth of enduring, is aimed at those of the Christian household, and the exhortation comes to us to forgive. We see ourselves on that forgiving end, but truth be told, we are also there in a family, testing patience, deserving anything and everything, probably coming in return. From either side, sin is rebuked, not ignored, but it's also forgiven, ours included, 70 times 7. Forgive us our trespasses, even as we forgive those all around who trespass against us. There are not two kinds of forgiveness, little f in the family and big F when you get out there in the ompt, though I know the temptation is there to puff up a bit. It's all really in the family, God's family. The relationship that keeps family, the body going and alive, is one of love and grace and forgiveness, and there is only one kind there, that which comes from God, no doubt about it. No other way to hold the family together, no quid pro quo, no tit for tat, but flat out, honest, open-armed acceptance of those come back, come home. We forgive because, thank God, we are forgiven within God's family, with Christ there beside, as we just sang. To handle this, to survive the challenges and connect the patience and to live in, connect with patience and live in forgiveness, we live also in faith, by faith. Faith indeed, faith alone. How much is enough? On one hand, don't we always want more? Of course, we just sang so to that effect. But so often Jesus' comment on what faith can do is taken to mean that if you believe hard enough, if your faith is strong enough, you can do anything. Isn't he saying that? Not exactly. It's not about you, it's about faith. You aren't the one to go looking for things to do or to attain. There's the rub. To get something you want, even if it's promised by this or that preacher on the tube. Even if you rationalize that God's going to look good for the PR that will follow. Oh Lord, won't you buy me this Mercedes-Benz? Went the old country western song some years ago. That's still about you. So what's going on in Luke when the disciples ask for greater faith? They will get it because Jesus will teach them what faith is about. You'd like to think they're on the right wavelength, wanting to cling all the more in confidence, but we know from elsewhere in the Gospels that their track record is not so great. They want someone who is acting in Christ's name, casting out demons, silenced because they're offended, the disciples are, by the lack of connection and status this man seems to have compared to them. That's back earlier in Luke 9. Another time in Jesus' ministry, they want seats at the right and left hand. No telling what they might do if armed with this kind of firepower, with faith to move mountains. Seek, knock, and then whatever you ask in my name, Jesus once told them. But note the qualifier, in my name. That is keeping with what I, Christ, stand for, with what I, Christ, am about and want to give you. That's probably not pulling up mulberry trees and transplanting them in the middle of the sea, or leveling mountains. But that's Jesus' kind of hyperbole, his way of making clear that faith does matter, and faith, no matter how small, rightly anchored, has power, right up to the power of salvation to those who believe. And suddenly it's not hyperbole. There is a far greater thing, the belief, the salvation. That's far greater than rearranging the landscape. With faith in mind and heart, then we take what comes, Luke goes on to say. The last verses make plain that those who serve and follow, that's us, we don't rewrite the relationship. Jesus didn't rewrite the one with his Father, but served going about the Father's business to the end. The verses now echo what Jesus says elsewhere, servant is not above the master. And here now with Jesus as Lord and Master, because he is also Redeemer, we're in the servant role. There will be no changes, no negotiation on the job description, no perks thrown in with a little extra to sweeten the job. We carry out our part as expected, with what turns out to be an easy yoke laid on us and a burden that's light, because the fact is that this role as servant is quite a place to be, plucked out as we were from death to life now. Consider the alternatives. That's more than enough reason to consider to continue in patience and in faith. Ah, faith, there's that word again. It carries us through to the end. The verses then in Luke talk a lot about relationships. There are warnings and urgings undergirded by grace and love and faith. Christ cares for the little, the last, the least, and the lost. Whose we are, how we forgive, and how we live in faith, how we engage life then as it unfolds, is quite a lot to take in 10 verses, quite a lot to comprehend and grasp. But Christ is with us. He sends his Spirit. It's there with the mustard seed, so small that for a moment we wonder if it will do. But it is enough. However much he gives, it is enough. For he knows and holds his own in his hand. The little, the last, the lost now found, and the least, they are all his. We are all his, and that is what counts. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We rise to pray.